All right. Harry Duke is still with us. Craig Miller, artistic director and director at 6th Street Playhouse. He's directing his grand finale beginning tomorrow night, running through July 8th at 6th Street. Then he's going to Moscow, Idaho. This does sound like a perfect gig for you. I don't explain to everyone what you're going to be doing.
Well, I interviewed and have been offered the opportunity to become the new assistant professor of acting and directing in the theater department at the University of Idaho.
Do they have a pretty well-known theater
department? They do, yeah. Really? The University of Idaho is the research university for the state. And so their theater department is the only theater department in the entire state to offer master's of fine arts degrees in acting, directing, and design.
That's a thing.
It is a thing. Yeah. So I'm going to be working with MFA directors, early career MFA directors. And really, it's one of the few in the Pacific Northwest that offer an MFA program. I think the next closest one is UW in Washington. So,
and the university in Idaho is near.
It's right Moscow. Next to Washington State University Pullman, Washington.
It's in the about top northwestern part of the state, up on the handle, if you want to.
Moscow's about 5.5 hours north of Boise. So, yeah.
Okay. So you got to give us your history in here because, people in the theater world know of you so well. You've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, well, back in February, I celebrated my 7th anniversary with 6th Street Playhouse. Before that, I was the artistic director in Houston, Texas, and started looking for an opportunity. And 6th Street Playhouse did a national search to fill the artistic director position there. I interviewed along with a couple local candidates and also some other national candidates from that search, and was lucky enough to get the gig here in Santa Rosa. And it's been an awesome 7 years. It's been the most defining 7 years of my life and my career so far. I really found, I'm going to try not to get emotional here because this is a really hard goodbye for me. And for all of the wonderful artists and audiences,
need the Kleenex.
Yeah, thank you. You might want to slide it over here. But it is it has been an awesome tenure working with everybody from the board to the creatives and the artists, and also working side by side with community leaders and of course our patrons. Just have filled my life. And made it very joyful in my time here.
So what led you to start the process of looking at the next step in your life? What brought you to this decision?
Well, and I don't know if a lot of even my patrons know, I got married last fall, and my wife, Megan, is very, very important to me. And my priorities have kind of shifted a little bit, I would say. And, producing 14 shows a year, which...
takes a little time, huh?
Yeah, it takes a little time away, and so we've started to talk about starting a family, and some things in my perspective have changed, and so producing, I had been looking for an opportunity to get back into academia. I was an adjunct professor down in Houston. That's actually how I made my living in Houston as an adjunct professor. I was an artistic director. That was essentially a part-time job at that company, but a very full-time job here, which kept me from being a teacher a lot because I was producing so much. So it's just been a combination of me wanting to maybe just slow down and smell the roses a little bit. Also share my expertise and my knowledge and the experience that I've had as a producer for the majority of my professional life with a student body. And so I'm really excited about the opportunity that has been afforded, and it will give me a chance to spend some more quality time with my wife and let us start our family. And there's a bit of more job security too.
Well, I was just going to say, is it fair to say that there's more security in a position in the arts within the academic community than there is within the public arts community?
Oh, sure. I think that any of my fellow artistic directors out there will if they were to be honest, it's a tough job keeping the doors open of any arts organization. But theaters, certainly, especially in our area where there is so much theater happening all the time, which is wonderful, but it certainly does put the onus on the tickets and on donations, and to keep that momentum, you just have to be at it constantly. And so it's nice, to...
You're not going to get tenure from Sixth Street Playhouse.
I'm not going to get tenure, no. But I'm very happy to say that the position I've taken is a tenure track position at Idaho. So I'm looking forward to that. And to finally have, health insurance that's a little bit better than the Affordable Care stuff. So.
Well, I'm assuming, and you're not the first member of the artistic community to announce they're moving. Mm-hmm. Certainly the fires have had a lot to do with that, the rise in expense in housing and commuting and all of that. And any number of other artists have said, I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. But you're, of course, the largest name to do so. So tell me if I'm wrong. Is that not a factor into it, that the cost of living and the security does not exist in the arts community in this area?
It's incredible. Megan and I actually, we did things a little backwards. We actually bought our house before we got married. We bought a home over in Roseland in 2016. And boy, are we glad we did it then, because we're actually planning to keep it. And we're going to keep it as a rental income property, which will make things even more secure for us. We also, in the time that we've been in that house, we flipped the garage into a granny unit, and we've got some income from that too. So we actually, thank goodness the fires never got too close to home for us. But we opened our home to other people who were displaced, and we were kind of Hotel Miller for a while for a lot of artists who lost their homes.
Now
these showers and stuff.
These other local theater folk who've moved, they've said, okay, I'm going to Phoenix, I'm going to Dallas, mm-hmm. I'm going to New York. You're the first one to say, I'm going to Moscow, Idaho.
Yes, but keep in mind, when he came here, it was the right thing to do, obviously, for many reasons. But compare the weather in Houston to here.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord, I've spent time in Houston.
Right.
It's like they give the sailors hazardous duty pay.
I went through three hurricanes down there, too. That's no fun. But, Moscow, Idaho. It's beautiful there.
Well, we're going to play Moscow, Idaho trivia here.
Oh, all right.
All right, let me
ask
you this.
Bring it on. Let's see what I can do.
There are three rivers near Moscow. One that crosses the state border and joins the South Fork of this particular river. And then that eventually drains into the Snake River and Columbia River on its way to the ocean. What's the name of the river near Pullman?
Cricket.
The Palouse River.
Bingo! Oh,
nice.
He knew that one.
It is Palouse. Okay, true or false? The mayor of Moscow, Idaho is named Bob Putin.
I haven't even moved there yet. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
It's Moscow. It's got to be Bob Putin, right?
It's got to be Bob Putin.
You're right.
Okay.
Yes. Now, you're going to the University of Idaho.
Yes.
What are the school colors?
It's going to be gold, black and gold.
Nope, wrong.
Purple and gold?
No.
How do you know?
I do my research. Oh, I do my research. It's silver and gold.
Correct. Silver and
silver.
Gold.
Oh, what is the school mascot?
The Vandals.
That is appalling. I am appalled.
They call themselves the Vandals.
The Vandals.
Vandals. Their representative is somebody who vandalizes public and private property. That's the institution of higher learning mascot in Idaho. Not even why not the Potatoes? Why aren't they the Potatoes?
Well, why not the Vikings? Because the mascot looks like a Viking, but they call them the Vandals. So.
What athletic conference
that
are they
in? That is weird.
Oh, you're going to...
He's not going there to play football. I don't know that one.
But he's going to be a member of the faculty, and all the faculty should know this information. They're in the Big Sky Conference.
Big Sky, okay.
What year was the school founded?
It is the oldest school in the state.
That is correct.
Good enough.
Not really. 1889.
Well, okay. Good. I'm learning.
And again, say hi to Bob Putin when you get there. Wow. So you and your wife spent about a week or so, you said. What's it like? I mean, you've you had to put up with Houston weather, then you got here, which is great. What's the weather like, even?
Well, when I went for the interview, it was lovely. It was probably mid-60s. There's a little bit more humidity there than there is here.
And it does snow pretty.
It does snow there, but yeah. Unlike the Midwest, which I'm from Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, that's right.
So I know snow,
yeah.
And the snow doesn't stay. That's the nice thing about at least what I've been told is that it snows and it usually melts within 24 hours, but not like Illinois where it snows
and then
it snows some more.
Yeah, I grew up in Detroit, so more.
So it's a town of about 25,000,
mm-hmm.
and are you ready? Because you've lived in Houston, you've lived in Northern California, you're going rural.
Yeah, that was actually one of the when we spent a couple extra days after the interview process. One of the things that we quickly found out was in terms of nightlife and food and entertainment, things like that. There's a lot to do there. And so not only that, but again, Pullman, Washington is 8 miles away, and it's a larger, it's closer to 50,000. So you got two college towns side by side. I don't think we're going to want for any nightlife or entertainment, but again, we're also hoping to, you know, just slow down and smell the roses a little bit too, and
yeah.
And so we've both lived in small town environments before, so we're excited for it.
So how is Sixth Street adapting to this change?
Yeah, Sixth Street is they are for now. Our executive director Jared Sacrin is going to take at least the artistic excellence oversight that was part of my job onto his plate. And I believe there's talk of hiring a potential production manager to do the day-to-day watching of budgets, hiring of technicians and artists. But I did pick the season that's coming up, and I am spending what time I do have left. The board has really leaned on me to try to fill all of the director and designer positions and get any casting that I can get done with those directors prior to my last day, which is Friday, July 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
And then you go to Moscow.
And then August 1st, we Megan and I are going to stop in Ashland and see a couple of shows on the way up. We're going to make a little road trip of it. I have my faculty orientation on August 13th, and I teach my first class on the 20th.
The great Craig Miller leaving Sixth Street Playhouse to work at the university in Moscow, Idaho. We're all going to miss you. This theater community here is going to miss you. Best of luck, man.
Thanks.
Stay in touch.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us
good
posted.
Good luck
and
break a leg.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
All right. It is Thursday. That means Harry Duke's here. We're going to talk to Craig Miller, Carmen Mitchell.
Steve.
And
Steve. Yeah.
Huh?
We're past that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We already did that, huh?
Look down the list a little bit.
Oh, okay. John Bribieskis with Schools Plus will join us. Attorneys Roy Miller and John Givens are back with us. Dano, our brother from our sister station, Froggy 92.9, come in to talk about this weekend's country summer. So we shall take a break and come back on the drive.